Why a single sheet can reveal your financial bottom line. Many people hold only a vague impression of their finances. Salary arrives each month, some is spent, a little remains. What truly decides your resilience is not the monthly surplus but the net worth left after subtracting all liabilities from all assets. Companies use a balance sheet to manage their position. Individuals need one too. Once this sheet exists, you see your finances in full panorama for the first time. The so-called financial bottom line is the resources you can mobilize under extreme conditions such as unemployment, illness, or market swings. It is not in your pay slip but in a sheet that lays out every item. Salary is only the entrance of cash flow. Assets and liabilities are the full picture of stock. The beauty of this sheet is its simplicity. On the left, write what you own, on the right, write what you owe, and the difference is your bottom line. It needs no complex accounting, only honesty and patience. Most people avoid it for fear of ugly numbers, yet invisible risk is the real risk. This article translates the mature three-column structure of corporate finance into a personal version anyone can use. You will learn to take inventory of assets, classify liabilities, run a financial health check with four indicators, and build a quarterly review rhythm to keep your bottom line bright. The three-column logic of a balance sheet. A personal balance sheet has three columns: assets, liabilities, and net worth. The formula is net worth equals assets minus liabilities. This elementary equation is the common foundation of all financial decisions. Every expense and every loan lands in one of these columns. Assets are things you own that can be converted to cash, including cash, deposits, wealth management, property, cars, housing fund, and even human capital with cash out ability. Liabilities are what you owe: mortgages, car loans, credit card balances, consumer installments, and loans from friends. Net worth is the remainder after subtraction. Theoretically, what is left after selling everything and clearing all debt. Like companies, individuals must distinguish liquidity. Highly liquid assets such as demand deposits and money funds can rescue immediately. Low liquidity assets such as property and long-term wealth are hard to realize short-term. The value of a balance sheet is placing different liquidity side by side so you see at a glance how much emergency capacity and long-term accumulation you have. The three columns force you to think in net worth rather than income. A high-salary freelancer with expanding liabilities may have negative net worth. An ordinary earner with almost no debt may be healthier. Income is flow, net worth is stock. The bottom line looks at stock. Taking inventory of assets from cash to invisible assets. The first step is completeness. Many remember only bank balances, forgetting housing fund, cash value of paid premiums, platform wealth, and unsettled receivables. Arrange by liquidity from high to low, demand and money funds, time deposits and wealth, investment accounts, property and cars, other realizable items. Value conservatively. Property by recent comparable transactions, not listing price, cars by used market, not new car price, wealth by principal, not expected return. Conservative valuation gives a bottom line confirmable even in worst cases, not a bubble of imagination. Easily ignored invisible assets include housing fund balances, human capital premium from professional certificates, and policy cash value usable as collateral. These are not directly cash but convert to resources in specific situations and should be recorded separately to avoid undervaluing your real bottom line. Inventory at least quarterly. Asset structure shifts with markets. Falling property prices directly compress net worth. Wealth maturity changes liquidity distribution. Quarterly inventory keeps you sensing change instead of discovering shrinkage when you need money. Classifying liabilities, explicit and implicit accounts. Liabilities split into explicit and implicit. Explicit are ones you remember: mortgage, car loan, credit card revolving, consumer installments. Implicit are easily overlooked: guarantees for others, upcoming annual membership fees, and rolling debt from card cycling. Implicit liabilities are most dangerous because they do not appear in active memory yet continuously consume cash flow. A guaranteed loan for another becomes your explicit liability the moment they default. Listing contingent liabilities separately is basic responsibility to your bottom line. Also distinguish interest rates. High-interest debt such as credit card revolving and consumer installments should be repaid first because their cost eats asset growth. Low-interest long-term debt such as Provident Fund mortgage may be reasonable leverage under inflation. Sort liabilities by rate to decide which to repay first. A common myth treats all debt as bad. Moderate low-interest debt can free cash flow to invest in liquid assets. The key is whether the net interest spread is positive. A balance sheet lets you compare debt and assets on one page and judge by evidence rather than panic repay emotionally. Net worth is the real bottom line. When assets and liabilities are filled and subtracted, the net worth is your financial bottom line. This number speaks more than salary. It represents the real wealth accumulated and the buffer thickness against risk. The sign of net worth matters more than size. Negative means what you nominally own is not yours. Once asset prices fall or income stops, you become insolvent. The first step to positive is always controlling liability growth so it lags asset growth. Observing the trend of net worth is more valuable than staring at one-day value. For consecutive quarters of rising net worth means structure improving. Stagnation often means liability interest eats asset returns. Trend tells you where.